You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
A new year means it's time for a new home network that can keep up. With Cox Internet, you have the speed and coverage your family needs to stay connected. You'll enjoy Cox's fiber-based hybrid network with options for fast upload and download speeds. And if your household has lots of connected devices, panoramic Wi-Fi may be the perfect fit thanks to its additional control features. Plus, with advanced security on panoramic Wi-Fi, you'll know each connected device is securely protected 24/7. A whole world of connectivity is yours with Cox Internet. Learn more at cox.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
We gotta do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click! Click! Boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio. Click! Click! Boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
I am still trying to figure out how the hell a solid-state drive keeps freezing. I'm going to have to look at that. I don't... That's weird. Anyway.
It doesn't.
Well, it's supposed to be a solid-state drive. I don't know. Maybe it's just one of these... Maybe it's just a tiny little whirly-gig thing inside there. But it when I bought it, it said solid-state. But yeah.
Could be a hybrid drive, but that's not normal.
Well, nothing about my life is normal right now, so somehow I shouldn't be surprised. Anyway, welcome to the program. I'm Rick Robinson. He's Ordy Packard. You are listening to the early edition of the Robinson and Amish Show, because I didn't realize until after I had already shooed everybody else off the air that the lady said requested to push till next week. Because, yeah, I'm trying to juggle 18 million things anymore and hadn't checked my DMs until I was ready to grab them. And they're like, do you care if we do next week? I'm like, no, not really. I'm okay. Anyway. Luckily, Ordy was like, I'll get right back on. Otherwise, it's going to be like, I think I'm going to bed, guys.
you mean we could have carried on toxic masculinity longer?
We could have, yes. I was all trying to be professional and give the ladies their whole hour, and then they didn't even need it. So.
But by the way, I'm very disappointed that Fuck You and Your Jack is not trending yet.
Well, you know, it's hard to get it trending when you can't be on Twitter, sir.
Well, you know what? Other people listen to the show, not just me.
Although, speaking of trending, I'm going to actually have to get used to putting out show tweets and shit again, because people can actually see them now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. For the first time in like 3 months, today I've actually gained followers instead of losing them. I mean, I'm not getting like 10,000 like some of these people, but I'll take it.
Yeah, Jeremy from The Quartering said the same thing, that all of a sudden, like, you know, he's, you know what that reminds me? I got to tell a friend of mine who runs a Maker YouTube account to start, because Twitter will throttle YouTube posts, and if they're not, if everything being equal, people are starting to get followers, people are seeing each other's promoted tweets and things like that, then that means people who post YouTube content won't be getting deplatformed, Throttled
back?
Anyway. Yeah, because it's like whenever he would tweet, I mean, he could just tweet a normal, just bullshit tweet and get a stock set of responses. But when he tried to retweet, or when he would try to tweet something of a video he posted up on YouTube, it was like it wasn't being seen. So.
All right. So is anyone else not hearing sound? Because we have one report of no sound so far, which makes no sense to me because everything's running, clicking, meters are moving. So I don't know if somebody forgot the F5. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, looking at you, Mike, F5 and find out.
That needs to be a t-shirt, too. KLR radio, okay. F5 and find
out. F5 and find out. Okay, so Eric hears us, so all right, he's current, he's live.
All right, cool. All right, so anyway.
So, okay, and Raptors got sawned.
All right,
so. Okay, so I know that you weren't very involved in the last Toxic we just did, but that was actually kind of fun. I mean, just I know that we scared you because you're looking at remodeling stuff too, but it's just the takeaway for remodeling is manage your expectations as well as your wallet.
There shouldn't be a Viagra commercial right now, Mike. I think you
might. Actually, no, that's regional. When I come into a show late, I'll get a regional ad or I'll get a... Like Mike's getting a Viagra ad.
Is it our Viagra ad or is it a different one? Because if it's our,
no, it's ours. No. It's, well, I don't know.
Because if it's ours, you might need to close the chat down and come all the way back in again. Because yeah, that shouldn't be happening one way or the other. Anyway, I don't know, bro. I don't know what, because
I'll get ads for COVID testing in my area.
Well, yeah, no, which I mean
that's really creepy because I use a VPN.
They still know where you are, Amish. Anyway.
Because I'm everywhere. I'm like Elvis. I'll show up at a Piggly Wiggly in Ohio or something. How you doing? What's going on, Rick?
So you ate a fried peanut butter nana sandwich and crapped out on a toilet?
God, that sounds good. All of it. Let's make all that happen.
Oh, man. I'm doing all right, honestly. You know, it's been interesting, you know, watching everybody's heads explode over Elon Musk, you know, finalizing the deal for Twitter. The funny thing is, it's not just Twitter, because I spend a lot of time on Facebook, too, and all of a sudden people I haven't seen in forever and pages I haven't seen forever are showing up on my main feed, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So, yeah, I think the social media companies might be getting a little afraid. For now. We'll see how long it lasts.
Well, I mean, if it all comes to light, and I don't think it will, but if anything comes to light and there's, like, you know, some Slack channel that gets released, or, you know, like, I mean, I hate to say his name, but, like, you know, with what Milo Yiannopoulos did with Game Journal Pro Slack and or email chain, and, you know, dumped all that shit out on the internet.
Yeah.
If it comes out, you know, like, that they did all lie to Congress and there was collusion to throttle content and, you know, what we all know is true, if it's actually in writing, then I could see a lot of services proactively changing their policy in real time to say, yeah, that was in 2016. We're better now. Thank you.
Yeah, no, but I guess the funniest thing for me is, you know, after, you know, Twitter and Facebook being the bastion of integrity and all these things, according to the leftist media, now that Elon Musk has bought Twitter, you've got all these people, well, you know, they could basically just turn a couple of dials and all of a sudden you may not see anything or hear anything about some major stories until after an election. You're like, is this anything new?
Right.
Y'all been doing that.
My brother in Christ, you just described 2020. Welcome aboard.
Not just 2020. They described 2016 and 2016 too. It just didn't work because they tried then too.
2018. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, another thing that I think is interesting is now that, you know, Twitter is actually in the news, there's all these interesting little side stories coming out. Like in 2016. 96% of all donations were to Democratic candidates or Democratic causes. In 2020, it's now 99%. So, and they say this is supposedly a good thing. That's one of the reasons they're concerned about Musk coming in, because they have a homogenous political workspace, and he's going to mess that up. Like, what? Huh? So you're basically saying it's okay to discriminate as long as you're discriminating pro-blue.
I love Max Scorpio.
Lovely how that works.
I, Homer, if you could kill somebody on the way out, it'd really help me a lot. Well. We talk about it all the time. We talk about it on this show. We talk about it on Culture Shift. We talk about it a lot. Just the mask dropping in real time, where they don't even, they have no shame anymore. It's like, you know, it was like when Hillary lost in 2016, it's like,
what do you mean she lost? We had everything rigged for her to win. How did she lose?
And then you do the flash forward to 2020 when it all worked, but then you put a potato in place, and it's working out splendidly for you. Just they're losing their control. And it's like we talked a little bit last hour. You can't buy the richest man in the world. You can threaten him, but you can't buy him. And I don't think you can threaten Elon either. So he's uncancelable. You'd have to kill him.
Don't give him any ideas.
These people have already thought of it. And the weirdest thing is all the people who are suddenly getting red-pilled, not directly because of Elon, but, you know, it's like, okay, maybe red-pilled isn't the right. They're not black-pilled. Yellow-pilled, maybe. They're starting to, like, figure out small L libertarianism, like Joe Rogan and Russell Brand. When Russell Brand is reading Max Tabby on his podcast, you know that we've, you know, gone through the looking glass. We're going back to the right timeline. CERN doubling its power. Yes, you do have to double your power to unfuck what you fucked up. CERN doubling its power output is restoring us to where we should have been.
Free Yordi. That's all I'm saying.
Priority.
Anyway,
so, CNN Plus, Alf, it makes CNN Plus stream SpongeBob.
I just want to buy that platform for $1. They already have all the infrastructure.
Yeah, buy a couple of their NFTs. It'll be more.
Anyway, but yeah, no. So the other interesting thing I see is now, you know, because Elon's talking about free speech and how Twitter should work and how, you know, speech should only be regulated by the parent country's free speech laws, etc. So everybody now that's ever been blocked by him is posting, Mr. Free Speech has blocked me. Is he curtailing your speech? No, he's blocking your access to him. He's allowed right. to do that. That has nothing to do with free speech.
The fundamental tenet of free speech is also being free to not listen to it. George Carlin did a bit, and this was back when the evangelicals were trying to control what was on television, much the way the left is trying to control what's on the internet. But George Carlin's bit was, yeah, there's two knobs on the television. Use one. And this is back when televisions had knobs.
Dude, you're dating yourself. It's been a long time since televisions have had knobs.
Right. But, that was his bit. He did a whole bit on just change channel or turn the volume off. And that's free speech. Free speech isn't trying to prevent someone from speaking. It is not having to listen to it. That's going both ways. You know, it's like, well, you know, if I censor him, I don't have to listen to him. But yeah, but then neither do the people who want to listen to him.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, that's one of the things that we've said about places like Facebook and Twitter this entire time. You have the tools to be able to curate your own experience on these social media platforms. You don't have to start calling for people to be removed, because if you don't like what they're saying, you have a mute button, you have a block button. You don't have to pay any attention to it. If you don't like what they're saying, because here's my thing when it comes to free speech, and I have discovered that I am kind of a rare animal, because everybody looks at me like I'm crazy. The only person I think that has said anything similar that I've actually seen in writing was Al. I want the crazy people to be able to say their spiel. I want them to be able to shout it from the rooftops and the mountaintops as loud as possible so everybody can see and hear it. And then they can decide how crazy they are. And if they're like me, they'll pop popcorn, point and laugh, and go on about their day. And if they're not, yeah, you know, we're adults for a reason. We're allowed to make our own decisions, even if they're stupid ones.
Well, I know, and that's a typical conservatarian viewpoint, is that, you know, it's like, look, there's no such thing as hate speech. Speech by itself cannot be hateful. There is speech of, you know, that, and you don't want to curtail that. You want to expose it. You want it out there so that way you can tear it down with an argument, not hide it. You know, and that was, it's, what's funny is that the same people who are freaking out about Elon Musk buying Twitter are the people who were upset about Clubhouse. It's like, there's unfettered conversations on Clubhouse. Well, yeah. And you made them go to private channels to, because you canceled them everywhere else. Rather than exposing unpopular opinions as, you know, well, not even unpopular, exposing disgusting opinions and tearing them down via argument, you not only drove it underground, but also you made sure we cannot expose your disgusting opinions, you fucking pedos. We call you a pedo, you get us suspended.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just...
nuts. Sorry, map.
Anyway. So yeah, apparently, you know, just in case you missed it, because everybody's been talking about the whole Elon thing and what's going on with Disney. So Joe Biden is basically founding a Ministry of Truth, in case you didn't know.
Yes. Yes, I saw it. It's actually under DHS, because that's not... I mean... Yeah, okay, so talking about Russell Brand reading Matt Taibbi on his YouTube channel. I was watching one earlier, and one of the comments was, you know, just because you like your brand of authoritarianism and the one you doesn't comes with a flag doesn't mean your authoritarianism isn't equally as repugnant. It's like, just because a country is an authoritarian country, then they have a flag, you're doing the same thing, you just fly it under social justice. Equity. Yeah, so, yeah, Ministry of Truth, that's fantastic. We've always been at war with Estonia, or Oceania. Estonia is actually a real place.
He's not actually calling it a Ministry of Truth, but if you look at the mandate, it's basically...
No, it really is, and I love that her previous tweets came. The woman who he has chosen, who has been chosen to head up this subsection of Homeland Security, had some very interesting tweets about free speech and also the fact that 50 members of the intelligence community signed off on the fact that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry, aren't you the head of disinformation department?
That's pretty much your job. anyway, so another little interesting side note, because, you know, now people can actually see my tweet. So I've been arguing with people all day, because all of a sudden, the tweet that almost tried to go viral last week when I said, you know, this is the reason why I laugh at people that say the election wasn't stolen, because, you know, it may not necessarily have been stolen, but there was some really shady shit. So that one's making the rounds again. It's now up to 400 likes. So far-ish. I haven't looked in a minute. But so new people have been paying attention to it. So I've been in a discussion with people all day. They're like, well, just because this group says that 17% of people would have changed their vote, that's MRC. So I showed them basically a Reuters poll that said 66% of people think this was a really big story that was overlooked. 33% of those say they feel that it probably influenced the election. So I'm like, so saying half of those people that feel it influenced the election probably would have voted differently as a stretch? Well, you don't know that for sure. Come on, dude. Anyway.
It's fucking math. I mean, yeah, you can make statistics prove anything, but still.
I mean, it's like inference is an actual thing. You know, you can make an informed decision through inference when you're looking at the numbers. So if 33% of, well, half of 66%, which would have been 33%, said this probably influenced the election, you don't think that probably at least half of those people may have voted differently?
Sure. I mean, if they say, if they feel that it influenced the election, obviously that means that it influenced them.
Yeah, and that's kind of my
to
point.
To some degree.
So 33% of those polled said that. So even, you know, taking the other articles at face value that were like 17%, that's basically right at nearly half. So that's being pretty generous if you really think about the fact that 33% feel this impact of the election. Because that means probably even more people were like, yeah, that probably fucked with some shit.
Especially when that's a Reuters poll, so that's heavily rated D plus 7 usually.
Yeah, anywhere between D plus 7 to D plus 9, anytime you get into the metrics, it's just crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of, you know, the Biden's terrible numbers. Just, I mean, the places that are doing this, they can't hide it anymore. Because they even when they are weighted heavily, like D plus a million, and still can't show him with a net 50% approval.
Think about that for a second. Most of these polls are typically anywhere between D plus 7, D plus 9, and he still can't break 33% anymore. No. And if the no good, terrible, very bad week for the Democrats couldn't get any worse, did you hear what happened to Joy Reid?
I heard that she's being sued, or threatening to be sued.
Well, I haven't heard that yet, but numbers just came out, and her most recent numbers make CNN seem like somebody might be paying attention. Joy Reid has had her lowest rated month since her debut audience of 2020. She's now sitting at less than 51% of the original audience from her debut date.
I mean, you can only run so long. And, you know, we talked about this years ago. Orange Man Bad only carries so much weight before people get tired of hearing it. I mean, CNN Plus, if they didn't like the free version, why would they like the paid version? You know, MSNBC, it's... I hope springs eternal that people are waking up. They're starting to realize that the controllers are not... don't care about them. That they just want to, you know, that's actually Lou's rant. Lou does the rant better, so I'm going to let her save that for her. But it just...
it's just the whole thing, like, you know, because now all of a sudden, you know, because the left has been up in arms over DeSantis going after Disney, and now they've got their second win because they're like, oh, look at the top-notch attorneys Disney has, and this is violating Florida's Constitution and this, that, and the other. I'm like, have you looked at Florida's Constitution? Because the Disney stuff wasn't done through constitutional amendment. It was done through legislative voting, which means the legislature can overturn it.
Right. Because that's how legislatures work.
You cannot destroy what you didn't create in a legislative sense, but since they created it, they can destroy it. Hello, that's kind of how this works. Just saying.
You have become the very thing you swore to destroy.
That's the irony, though. Because think about it. These people are now cheering for huge corporate tax breaks.
I know,
right? I'm just like, what the hell is going on? It's like every 5 minutes I have the Bill Murray thing from Ghostbusters running through my head, like the original.
Dogs and cats living together bit? Yeah. No, and it... Yeah, who had the left embraces
Who had the left embraces corporatocracy?
When you have Noam Chomsky and Tucker Carlson on the same side when it comes to corporate media, holy shit!
That's kind of terrifying in and of itself.
Because they're basically saying the same thing. And the only people listening to him are the kooks. But, you know, I hate to keep talking like I've become a fan of Russell Brand because I really haven't. But watching his transformation is fascinating. So, and he made a point today that when you find yourself agreeing with corporate leftist media, you might want to check yourself. Because that's not, that's working to your own, you know, that's working against your own self-interest. So, you know, he was citing a Matt Taibbi piece again. Again, that's just bizarre that he's reading Matt Taibbi. He was citing it too that, you know, the big corporate media, they're really giving, when it comes to the Russia-Ukraine thing, and this was the jux of the show, was that they're giving you two choices. The sanctions are fine, or we need to be tougher. You know, it's like either let the sanctions work or go to war are the two choices the media is giving you. And if you say anything other than go to war, well, then you're just an unpatriotic American. You're a Russian asset. You and Tulsi Gabbard are just trying to destroy the fabric of democracy. And Fu. You, Tulsi, and Fu are trying to destroy the fabric of America.
Well, you know.
Yeah. So, you... as Brad calls her Moana. I mean, and it really is... That is what the corporate media is pushing. The corporate media wants us to have war. Because war is good for the economy. Because a dead guy can't flip a burger.
Oh, I do like this one. Now that I bought Twitter, I'm deleting it. Facebook is next. Go outside and enjoy your life.
Yeah, so if you don't know, Elon's been doing a thread of now that I've bought Twitter tweets. You know, so now that I've bought Twitter, I'm going to buy Coca-Cola and add cocaine back into it. Now I'm going to buy Doritos and fill the bag with chips, those kind of things.
Have you seen the Bezos meme yet?
Which one?
It's got Bezos and Elon in it. It says, heard you're buying Twitter. And then Elon's like, yeah, Amazon is next. And Bezos is like, brah. And he's like, add to cart, click.
Right. Yeah, I did see that. That's good.
Oh, it's just, I don't know. I mean, all of a sudden, Twitter's fun again. It hasn't been fun in a while.
Well, and that's just it. I think that's what... Part of them losing control, you know, it's like their argument is, well, conservatives just want to be able to use the N-word again. No, I want to be able to use the R-word again because you're being fucking retarded.
Oh, yeah. I had somebody.
By the way, tell Janie Mac that I'm using her R-word on the air.
I will. We have a call scheduled for tomorrow anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. We have a business thing going on. I'll fill you in later.
Oh, yeah, tell her to respond to my Skype, too, because she asked me a question, I responded, and she didn't give me a... Anyway. No, I'm not back on Twitter yet. I actually, for those of you who follow Jess and Fu and the others, I sent them screenshots of my latest attempts to appeal my suspension. Allow me to read these in a dramatic form.
Please do, because they're hilarious.
Okay, my appeal for road beer was you really should just cut the shit and unsuspend me before your new boss orders you to do it. I was told no, which is bizarre because I haven't received an answer on my Ordy Packard one yet. Now, the Ordy Packard appeal, this is for that Amish one because that's actually been my most successful Ordy Packard account. With the most followers and lasted the longest. This one was, I am willing to overlook your obvious religious bigotry in suspending an Amish person such as myself. I am magnanimous and humble like that. Look, we both know that your new boss, Elon Musk, is going to make you unsuspend me anyway, so let's just look at this as an opportunity for you to suck up to him early on. Much love, and I blew it there, I should have said one love. Much love, Ordnance J. Packard, dictated, not read.
I love that part.
So, I have not heard back on the Ordy one yet, which is good. What was that? Can you buy Fox? I want another season of Firefly so that, let's see, some sci-fi that actually features sci-fi would be great. There was another tweet like that where, Elon Musk should buy the rights to Firefly and produce another season. And somebody replied, my brother in Christ, he's trying to bring Firefly to real life with SpaceX.
But they're not wrong.
No.
Oh, man.
So. And by the way, if you're not on the ground floor of that one, my brother in Christ is a new meme format.
Oh, nice.
So. Instead of like just like, bro. You really got to draw it out. It's like, my brother in Christ, you're an idiot. So. Anyway, or as Lou says, anywho,
Anywho.
Sorry, I'm chewing on a cough drop, too. So.
No worries.
Yeah. So, what else you got going on? What's grinding your gears, Rick?
I'm still trying to dig into this whole, get a little better overview of this, Ministry of Truth shit the president's about to start trying to pull. That's, a little terrifying, so I have to admit, for being something that I just found out about, that's a little scary.
You might want to elaborate on that for the people who haven't heard.
So, anyway, I saw a story about it. Let me see if I can find it.
Because I just saw the reaction to the person who is heading up this Ministry of Truth. And her completely, the official, it's like a disinformation department. But they were pulling up her tweets talking about how the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinfo.
So, the most reputable one I found so far is National Review Online, so this is the one that we'll go with for now. How far down the road to merging government with private information providers would you like to go? Liberals, perhaps Joe Biden's White House staff is too dumb to understand the line it crossed yesterday when Jen Peppermint Psaki casually said, "We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation," Psaki said, "about 12 people, among them Robert F. Kennedy Jr., are responsible for spreading most of the misinformation. So let's just have a simple public-private crackdown on 12 individuals to get us through this moment of peril, and that'll be it for this new censorship program, right? We'll sweep away a handful of bad actors who..." What? That was not what I was trying to do. I didn't want to give you pop-up access. Why is this? No, I don't want to subscribe. Stop it! Anyway, sorry, it keeps trying to black
out. Oh, that's cold.
Anyway, so just long story short, what they've decided is, and this is, coming about around the same time that Musk bought Twitter, is they're putting together a subsect of Homeland Security that is going to officially vet things like social media. So they're literally creating a Ministry of Truth. And if that doesn't terrify you, then I don't know what else I could tell you that would. Because, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, no, and it really is, this is... It is like the Department of Monitoring Disinformation or something like it's. Biden really is becoming President Clark, isn't he?
Uh huh. Uh huh.
See, I don't just reference SU-1; I can reference Bab-5 too.
Yeah, I actually got that one though.
Yeah, so we both watched it recently, so. That is absolutely terrifying. And let's not forget that it was most of us who lost our heads for a minute and said, "Hey, the Patriot Act seems like a pretty good idea," until we got into the details of it. And by then, it was too late. So, another point that Russell Brand brought up, and God, I hate to sound like I'm fangirling him, but I'm not. I'm just, it was another good point, is that
you can fangirl him, it's okay.
Fox is the only place that you will see anti-war voices anymore. Because a group did a study of, and this is unrelated to that, but a group did a study of all of the experts that were brought on in 2003 leading into the global war on terror. Of 840 military intelligence experts, only 4 were anti-war. And now, talking about Tulsi and others, the only place that will give them platform now is Fox. Because of their anti-war. So, hey, it's really weird that Fox has kind of become... they're still left-center media, but they're kind of like... almost counterculture. Forget about Sean Hannity. The rest of it's interesting the way the dynamics. It's not that the dynamics have changed, but how open it out in the open it is now.
That's always kind of been what they've tried to do is try to be as open as possible with their slant. I mean, I think that's honestly why they've stopped saying fair and balanced, because I haven't heard that. That hasn't been their slogan in years. And that's the thing.
Not since Combs died.
But that's the thing.
They tried to carry it on a little longer, but yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I don't care if media has a slant, because, I mean, let's be honest. Most media does. What I care about is the media that has a slant, and it's an obvious slant, and they're trying to tell you that they don't have one. And that's why CNN and MSNBC are dying. CNN faster than MSNBC, but now MSNBC is following suit. But I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, now that everybody's figured out, well, they did keep this Hunter Biden story under wraps for quite some time. Now everybody's really looking at him going, how much can we trust you? Because it doesn't matter whether you thought it was a legit story or not, because apparently it was. Why didn't you just put the story out and let us decide?
Because that's not the way the military-industrial entertainment complex works.
No, I mean, and you know, as funny as that sounds, that's pretty much where we are. We have this whole militarized idea when it comes to entertainment and news anymore, and you know, whatever flavor you have, you're ready to pick up your banner and march off to war. And that's the thing that I keep trying to make people understand. I don't subscribe to that. I will get my news from everywhere. It's why I listen to people that make my ears bleed. I mean, hell, I listen to Tater. Most of the time, it's because I usually wind up picking him apart in a show later, but I still listen to Tater.
He's 36. No, and I get it. I mean, it's even though I don't agree with the place that the song was written was coming from. If you actually listen to the lyrics to "War Again" by Oingo Boingo, you can see that now in the center left media sans Fox. Fox is the only one not rooting to get us into war this time. Before it was 100% all around, but obviously post 9/11, everybody wanted that. So just not 25 fucking years of it. 20 years of it. But yeah, go listen to the lyrics again. And like I said, even though it's coming from probably not the best place at the time, it rings true today as it did before.
Completely, but yeah, I'd have to actually. It's been a while since I've listened to that.
You know, it's a good thing that we've got smart bombs because the kids are stupid.
You know, just for giggles, what the hell?
Are you gonna play it?
What's the name of the song again?
War Again.
See, people seem to like it when we take music breaks. Let's take a music break.
Okay, we will take a music interlude.
I gotta make sure it's not gonna try to play an ad verse because I haven't played anything from YouTube yet today.
So, you know that doesn't happen on Brave.
Yeah, I know. I need to. Sometimes Brave doesn't do what I tell it to do, though, either.
Well, there's that, too.
Anyway, alright, so no ad, so we'll unmute, crank up, and hit play.
Don't you know that the smart bombs are so clever? They only kill bad people now. Don't you know, though our kids are dumb, we got smart bombs, what a joyous thing now. Here we go, so let's drink and toast to those clever bombs and the men who built them. There they go now, there go all my friends. There they go now, marching off to war again. Smiling proudly, with their heads in the clouds. Yeah.
it's an action movie. Here we go, watch the bad guys get their butts kicked, and it makes me feel good. Here we go, watching CNN, the adrenaline was just through my veins now. Don't you know it's a feel-good show, electronic mess, it's a video, video. There they go now, there go all my friends. There they go now, marching off to war again. With their bright flags, waving in the wind. There they go now, marching off to war again. Smiling proudly, with their heads in the clouds. Are clever. It's a shame that our kids are dumb, but our bombs are smart. What a lucky thing now. Don't you know it's a feel-good show, and it's suitable for the whole darn family. Come on out, everybody shout, give a big salute to our ingenuity. Don't you know this is better than any video friend? It's an action movie. Here we go, watch the bad guys get their butts kicked, and it makes me feel good. Don't you know it's Nintendo, and he gets the blood flowing through my veins now. Don't you know it's a feel-good show, electronicness, it's a video, video. There they go now, there go all my friends. There they go now, marching off to war again. With their bright flags, waving in the wind. There they go now, marching off to war again, smiling proudly. There they go now, there go all my friends. There they go now, marching off to war again, with their bright flags waving in the wind. There they go now, marching off to war again, smiling proudly. Their heads in the clouds, see them smiling out, marching on in the light. Yeah, 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 yeah. There they go now, yeah, 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 yeah.
So I just have.
Sorry, what was that?
I just had a thought.
Remember how
when we were going into the Iraq war and the left and everything, oh, we're just going in because, you know, Saddam tried to kill Bush's daddy. Remember that rhetoric?
Yeah.
Remember that narrative? So how about this? They're pushing for military intervention in Ukraine because they still blame Putin for Hillary's loss.
Hmm.
Cool. Hmm. Trend it.
Could be.
So. Yeah, Crow, we've been talking about that. Allowing free speech is the worst thing ever. Free speech!
Well, because, you know, everybody knows we're too stupid for free speech.
Right. They're having unfettered conversations on Twitter again. They're unfettered. They're... Trust and safety has been disbanded. Democracy shall die.
Which is why they're starting to make noise about a Ministry of Truth. The funny thing is, when I started looking into that story, do you know that the New York Times has been pushing the Biden administration to do that for over a year?
Yeah, because they knew that their hold on social media was tenuous at best. That this was likely to happen sooner or later. Either someone was going to buy Twitter or Facebook, or one of the upshoots like Getter or Truth Social or whatever would actually take hold and become uncancelable, unbannable, and then more popular than the propaganda echo chambers. That's right. Not only does he own Twitter, he also owns Not a Flamethrower brand flamethrowers.
Oh.
The fire emoji will become real, y'all.
It needs to.
And that's what I said. Okay, it's not that, you know, holy shit, the conservatives want to say the N-word. That's why they want free speech. No, we want to say the R-word. We want to call you retards because that's how you're acting. That's how you've been acting. And because of draconian moderation practices, we cannot actually tell you that. It's not because we're being ableist. It's because you're a fucking retard.
Fucking retard. Oh, fucktard. Anyway.
Can't use fucktard either.
Well, you can now. Anyway, so 2 points, a couple of quick drive-bys. First of all, if the most terrifying thing most terrifying threat to whatever your political ideology might be is free speech, might be time to look into your political ideology, see exactly what it is you stand for. Also, another little drive-by, this is from Breaking 911 from about 6 hours ago. Congresswoman Maxine Waters says she's tested positive for COVID. I'm grateful to be fully vaccinated and to have received 2 boosters. And yet she's still got COVID.
Yeah. Kamala, too.
That's not how these things were supposed to work. Just saying. Anyway.
There was a typo in, I think it was an ABC News story. It wasn't really a typo, but it wasn't a complete quote where they were talking about Kamala Harris getting COVID, and they wanted to say that, you know, fortunately the vice president has not been in close contact with the president, but the way that it came out was like, yeah, the vice president isn't very close to the president. Should we know that? They've been keeping, nobody likes her. Not even Puddinghead.
The only person that ever liked her was when she was under a desk. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, did I say that?
Willie Brown's Brown Willie. So
I said the quiet part out loud again. I'm so bad at that. Anyway,
my observation with this is how they keep talking about how Elon Musk buying Twitter is a threat to democracy. If democracy is so fragile that an autistic billionaire buying a microblogging site is a threat to it, it deserves to die.
Oh, God. Now he's quote tweeted himself. The one about remember during it was either the beginning of this show or the end of Toxic where we started talking about this and I talked about the McDonald's one. Now he's like, listen, even I can't do miracles, okay? And it's a quote tweet of fixing the McDonald's ice cream machines.
You know, he gets Twitter. And that's why I think he's going to be a great president for the world. I mean, Twitter. Mars. He understands the site. And that's the one thing. You know, we've been saying it for years, is that obviously the board and the engineers of Twitter don't understand their own platform. Because everything they do is to protect the blue checks, and the best day on Twitter was when the blue checks couldn't log in.
that was a fun day.
That was a glorious day.
That was a glorious day. All the blue checks were locked out of Twitter. And
the combined IQ of Twitter went up by 1 million.
Yeah, you know, I almost gave Sam a hard time for this, because as soon as the news said that he was buying Twitter, she tried to get verified again. And I'm like, why? Almost everybody that I know that has a blue check is a fucking ditz.
She actually got down, shot down faster on her blue check than I got shot down on the road beer application.
Well, he's already said that when he's done, he's going to have ways to actually verify authentic humans. and so he can get rid of the bots. So I don't
know. That's the other thing. People are like, oh, no, you know, that's now some Twitter employee is going to be able to dox me. You know what? Okay. One, it's not the only site that does it. And two, I'm pretty sure it won't mean providing your personal information. You can make sure somebody is a human without, like, fucking Getter was doing with, send us your driver's license. Fuck you, Fed.
That wasn't Getter. That was not, that was Parler.
Oh, Parler? Yeah.
Supposed to be pronounced Parlay, but Parler stuck.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking red Twitter. Doesn't either way. They're both red. They're both trying to be Twitter. They're red Twitter.
Oh, damn it. There was something else I was going to say, and now I can't remember it. Oh, well, it happens. Dude, like seriously, like, just while we've been on the air, I hadn't looked at my Twitter. I had, like, 60 notifications. I don't remember the last time that's happened, even on a day that I've been busy on Twitter, because just, like, nobody could see my shit. People are like, oh, my God, I can see you again. I'm like, yeah, I've been here the whole time.
Pro, that's an excellent point. That's why they suspended him, too. They can make it up about, you know, oh, he was citing insurrection. He really wasn't. Trump got Twitter. He knew how to play the game. And this is what I was saying a lot, is that the left got, you know, for supposedly the people who are so tech savvy and so, you know, masters of social media, they don't know how to use it anymore, because, you know, it's kind of like in Canadian Bacon when John Candy asks his black friend, hey, how come you don't see any black people playing hockey? So you think it's easy to dominate every major sport at once? Don't worry, the brothers are figuring this ice shit out. Hope you enjoyed it. That's what it took conservatives a while to figure out, social media, and what they actually figured out was meme tick warfare. But I don't just mean using memes. I mean using it in the classical sense, which fighting the narrative with using sound bites to fight the narrative, because their narrative requires more than just a sound bite now. It's like Lewis Black always says, if you can't describe what it is you do in one sentence, it's illegal.
So, you know, and this is an interesting point that I don't think anybody's really touched on. So everybody's freaking out because Elon Musk bought Twitter. Why is nobody saying anything about the fucking Windows Godfather buying up farmland everywhere?
Because they want us to eat bugs.
This is just dumb.
Well, and the thing is that the people who aren't saying shit about that are the same people who cried from the rooftops about Monsanto. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. The irony of this is they didn't need this whole, you know, disinformation ministry or whatever the hell they're going to call it until Elon Musk proved that they had control of all the social media platforms until now.
Right. Okay, we got to wrap up soon. I've got a hard stop.
That's what she said.
Anyway, so, what are you watching?
What have I been watching? Still watching Halo. It's, you know, coming out episode by episode because Paramount Plus doesn't do a drop. Still watching the most recent season of Picard. It's trying, but you know,
it's garbage.
Well, you know. I don't know. I still like it because it's Trek. I know I'm in the rarity, but hell, I watched Prodigy, for God's sake. And it's a kid's show about Star Trek. Anyway, actually, I like that one because my granddaughter will sit down and watch that one with me, so that one's fun. Because she's like, ooh, shiny. She'll sit in my lap the whole time that's on. So one thing I can get her to watch that doesn't involve either singing about a stupid shark or a British talking pig. Anyway, so that's why I watched that one. But, so what else have I been watching? Just for, less watching, more of, you know, just something to have on as background noise while I sleep. I've started watching NCIS from the beginning. I did realize that, because I never really watched it religiously, I just kind of watched it every once in a while when there was nothing else on. I did realize that there were a lot more subtle story points that I missed. Because I was never there to connect all the dots, so... The first few seasons of that show were really, really good. The longer it went on, it was just like, okay, this has been done. This has been done. And now they have, like, NCIS everything, and yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, wasn't NCIS a spinoff of, like...
Yeah, it was a spinoff of JAG.
Yeah, so...
Which is interesting, because That was that because I don't know about anybody else, but I didn't even know that Jag was going away. It was all of a sudden there was an episode where they did the handoff and Jag basically became NCIS. And the funny thing is, on every spinoff, they've done it the exact same way. There'll be a handoff episode on the main show, and then the next thing you know, there's a new series. I'm like, Anyway.
NCIS is one of those, I mean, I don't even want to say rare instances, but yeah, the soap factor. Yeah. Where soap had all those spinoffs, and soap was only a couple seasons, and every spinoff from it lasted longer than soap.
Yeah, you know, where I think they honestly missed the mark, because it's a CBS property, they really, when they started doing all the FBI shows, they really should have put those in the same universe. Because they're...
Yes.
Because there were so many FBI and CIS crossovers anyway, that it just would have been interesting to see those in the same universe.
See, and that's an old trick that networks have forgotten, because it used to be, in order to help a show along that may have had sagged in ratings, all of the primetime shows were usually in the same universe, like A-Team and Riptide, and all the, you know, they were all in the same universe, so they could, like, help each other out. You know, you'd have guest appearances on one from the other.
Well, and that's just it. CBS still does that to a point, but it was only on certain... It was only on the ones that you were used to seeing anyway from the past. Like, Magnum PI and Hawaii 5-0 had crossovers when those launched. And a few others have done that, too. But it's just when they start... When they launched a show about the FBI, I kept waiting for it. But like, please tell me this is in the same universe. I kept waiting to see Fernell show up. And I'm like, damn it! This isn't the same universe. I'm sad now. Anyway, I'm a nerd. I know. I watch old people shows. I used to have people make fun of me, including you, because I watched that show. You're like, you're too young
to watch that. How are you doing after the hip surgery?
You're too young to watch that show. Are you sitting over there with some tapioca? Anyway.
Pudding bar at Sizzler in 15 minutes.
Hey, don't diss the pudding bar, bro.
Actually, yeah.
You know, I probably would...
I miss Sizzler. I really do miss Sizzler. Their cheese bread was pretty good. Their steaks were passable, but the salad bar and the cheese bread were fantastic.
Yeah, the funny thing is when Golden Corral came on the scene and they tried to push it as a steak place and a buffet place, and then you got the steak and you were like, "What the fuck am I eating?"
You know, that was actually at a Sizzler that I learned that red generally means beef.
That's how it's supposed to work, anyway.
So. What am I watching? Thanks for asking. I am currently watching the RGBs on one of my memory modules go bad, and what should be red and white is flashing green and blue at me, so I got to look into that. Other than that, I've been, because I'm on HBO Max, I've started rewatching the Harry Potter movies, because now they're not referenced every day by leftists trying to pretend that there's some sort of resistance.
You know, I actually rewatched those with my kids not too long ago. I enjoyed them a lot more. I have not, even though it's on there, I have not watched the new Batman movie yet. Well, I lied.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either. I just saw that.
I did try to turn it on, but it was like really late, and I was like, you know what? This is almost a 3-hour movie. I'm not turning this on at 11 o'clock when I have to go to work the next day. So I kind of thought better of that, and then haven't circled back around to it yet. But primarily because I spent that weekend watching the new Ultraman season on Netflix.
Yeah. Ah, shit, new Ultraman, that's right.
Yeah, anyway.
God damn, there's so much to watch. So little time.
Well, now that all I pretty much ever watch are streaming services, is like every time I turn on, there's something else I want to watch. And I'm like, I don't have enough time to watch all the TV I want to watch. I need to win the lottery. Anyway.
Yeah, I've almost completely cut the cord. I am down to the most basic dish package you can get, and that's just to get network. Yeah, because ultimately, that is still cheaper than my cable company. So...
Yeah, me too. We're down to basically the basic package plus the locals, because I don't watch anything else on there anymore. I found ways to pretty much watch all of it that I used to watch anyway. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to research why my memory module... It's just one of them, too. The other ones are all doing Starry Night like they're supposed to. This one is doing Starry Night, but the white is actually green and blue, and it's annoying the piss out of me, Jesus.
All right. Well, maybe we should jump off here so you can try to figure that out anyway.
No, I'm going to bed.
Whatever.
You know, I gotta lie down.
It's only 7 o'clock where you are, dude. Remember when you used to make fun of Sam for threatening to turn into a pumpkin by like 7 o'clock?
Okay. All right. Yeah. More importantly, I gotta get some air conditioning in here.
I knew there was
another... I am making ball soup, but in order to be able to sleep later, I gotta make that start happening now.
Alright, well, we gotta go anyway, because I got an extra hour off, so I'm gonna go to bed too. So, have a great night, guys. I'm gonna do my best to not sleep through my alarm tomorrow, but I shouldn't have any surprise calls from the hospital, so that shouldn't be as hard. It's been one of those weeks. See you guys later.
Fuck you, Jack.